NPR's business news starts with unemployment topping 7.5%. We've had another bad report on employment this morning. The government says the nation lost nearly 600,000 jobs last month. That's the biggest drop since Gerald Ford was president. Unemployment is now sitting at 7.6%. NPR's labor correspondent, Frank Langford, is here in the studio. Frank, apart from the horrible number, what stands out in this report for you?
Well, what I think we're seeing here, Linda, is this continued acceleration of job loss. We've lost more than 3.5 million jobs since the recession began back in December of 2007. But about half of those losses have come just in the last 3 months. And this is no longer a subprime mortgage crisis. You know, you don't really even hear that phrase much anymore. It's a broad recession, and it's affecting nearly all major sectors, everything from manufacturing to retail.
The Senate is working on a giant stimulus bill. The president is urging full speed ahead. Do you think this report is likely to spur the Senate toward agreement?
Well, you know, this data is completely relevant, and it could have some influence. I was talking to John Sylvia this morning. He's the chief economist at Wachovia, and here's what he said.
Having this kind of data certainly reinforces the need for a stimulus program very quickly. And if you can somehow get the stimulus in there without all the special interest spending, we'd be a heck of a lot better off.
Do today's numbers mean more job losses are still ahead of us?
Well, there will be some job losses. The question, of course, is really how much and how deep they are. And in talking to John, he said not necessarily as big as what we've seen. He thinks that many companies have made a lot of their big cuts up front for 2009. They're doing it all at once and sizing their labor force for the next 12 months. And he expects going forward we might see more 200,000 job losses each month. Of course, that's not good, but it's a lot better than what we saw today.
Thanks very much, Frank.
Happy to do it, Linda.
NPR's Frank Langford.